Leader that defines the way. Find yourself and others with strategic change. This is The Path to Success. Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Growth Matters.
Well, good morning. Here we are again for another Growth Matters edition. It's a lovely morning in Atlanta, although we've got some pollen stuff going on here. But this morning, we're going to be talking about a lot of things that really affect business, economic development. And so we have two members from the Cobb Chamber. We have Brooks Mathis, the SVP of Economic Development and Executive Director of Cobb's Competitive Edge. And so welcome, Brooks.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We're going to be really excited to hear a little bit more about Competitive Edge, and I know all of our listeners are very interested in hearing about the Braves Stadium that's coming to Cobb. And we also have Sharon Mason, who is the COO of Cobb County Chamber. So,
good morning. We're glad to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you here. So I'm just going to have you jump in. Why don't, Brooks, you give us what I like to call sort of the thumbnail sketch of really what is a chamber for our listeners that have heard the term but maybe really don't know how chambers play into the field of business.
Sure. I think a common misconception is that a chamber is a form of a county government agency, but we are a member-run organization, and our organization focuses on three areas. One is advocacy, pro-business advocacy for our members, economic development and membership services that we return the return on investment back to our members through service opportunities in our membership division.
Great. And so there are, I guess, multiple chambers in the Atlanta region, but you're focused on Cobb County, correct?
That's correct. We partner regionally with all of our friends at the other chambers. We travel together in economic development opportunities and market the Atlanta region as a whole. We all have great assets that we pull off one another. For example, Emory and Georgia Tech are great resources that are very, very close to Cobb County, just as is Kennesaw State University. So we partner with a lot of our chambers on business recruitment to Cobb County and member services to our members, whether they be in Cobb County or not, because we certainly do have members outside of Cobb County.
Yeah, in fact, about 18% of our membership is outside of Cobb County in the metro Atlanta region. So that is why we'll partner on a lot of regional efforts, because what impacts our entire region does impact Cobb County. And for example, we partnered with several chambers, a Georgia chamber and several chambers in the metro area on our healthcare summit to help all of our businesses of all sizes understand the healthcare law, how to navigate it, and how to take what was changing and best implement it in their businesses. And we're doing that again this year.
Great. So, Sharon, tell me, you said something that I hadn't really, I guess, recognized, which is I could be a business that's not based in Cobb County, but I might choose to be a member. So, first, how many members roughly are a part of your chamber? And then sort of what's the benefit if I'm in Fulton County or I'm in Rockdale with being a member of the Cobb Chamber?
We have about 2,600 businesses that are members, and from that, over thousands of employees are included with many of our businesses. But for membership, we do have a lot from the downtown and the regional area that are members of our organization because they either do business in Cobb or they have employees in Cobb and want to expand their efforts because we're a big part of the region.
So tell me, Sharon, what brought you to the chamber? Give us a little bit of the nickel tour of your career and how you got to the chamber, and then, Brooks, I'll give you an opportunity to share a little bit about yourself as well.
Sure. I have worked in the Chamber of Commerce industry about 12 years and previously was with the Birmingham Regional Chamber and just enjoyed so much the opportunity to help members grow and help especially small businesses and startup businesses, entrepreneurs get started. And we just have such a great privilege to truly help our members and our businesses achieve more. And I've enjoyed it so much that I missed it when we came back and my husband and I moved to Atlanta. So I was glad to come to the Cobb Chamber and have been there 7 years.
Okay, and you're originally from the state of Georgia?
Yes, originally from Gwinnett County.
Okay, great. So, Brooks, tell us your little nickel tour in terms of how you got to the chamber.
Sure. I was able to start out in economic development at the Rome Chamber of Commerce in Rome, Georgia, and that was a wonderful first start for me. And through that, met a lot of folks with the state of Georgia who they have project teams that market all of Georgia to potential companies looking to relocate their business. And so in working with them, I had the opportunity to leave there and then work for the governor's office and do recruitment for the Georgia Department of Economic Development. And that was a wonderful opportunity to see how economic development worked in many of the different cities and counties and what made projects tick and what closed deals. And so I had the good fortune after that to be able to come to Cobb, and we really reignited our economic development efforts at the chamber. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful time. I've been with the chamber almost 3.5 years now.
Great. And you're also a Georgia native.
I am. I'm from Rome, Georgia, originally.
So that's great. You were able to start in your hometown, and then you migrated to the big city of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about economic development. So, again, I always want to, for our listeners that maybe are new to some of these ideas and they're thinking about starting a business, you know, what does sort of the economic development policy of the location that a business might want to start in, how does that influence their ability to be successful?
Sure. The biggest thing that influences companies to be successful at the local level are incentives in the beginning to make sure we have a competitive environment for companies to locate, but not just locate, but once they're here, how do we make sure they're taken care of? And that happens in policy. That also happens with leadership. And so we've been able in Cobb to really bring together our six cities. We obviously have six different municipalities and a county government in our chamber.
So tell us what those six are.
We've got Austell, Powder Springs, Smyrna, Marietta, Kennesaw, and Ackworth, and then unincorporated Cobb County. And we work and partner with all of the cities to market the community and make sure that we are up to date on the latest, you know, policies and competitiveness to make sure all of those cities in our county are a positive location for companies to grow and expand.
And I'll say a big return for small businesses, especially with economic development, is all the jobs that are created. That means more customers for them and more customers for their customers. And it's just a great ripple effect that has a positive outcome for everyone in the community.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit. You know, many of my listeners know that I've had a business, a small business, for 15 years. And if I was new and getting ready to start a business, talk to me a little bit about those member services and ways in which being a part of my chamber, particularly Cobb's chamber, can really help me get on solid footing in those first couple years.
Sure. There's so many great resources, and we just have such a great privilege to help our members in this way. And in fact, about 85% of our membership is small business. And so that's why we specialize on so many different areas. And we actually offer over 200 different programs, products, and services. So there's so many different things that can meet your needs. And one example of that is that we house SCORE right in our chamber facility. That is a great counseling service.
SCORE stands for?
SCORE, what they do is they're retired business executives, and they are they've been there, they've walked the path, they have done the marketing plans, they've done the business plans, and so they've been there, done that, and they can share their expertise with people who are thinking about starting a business, or maybe they just got started and need a little edge to help them get going. And so they'll review their marketing plans, they'll review their business plans, and they'll help them and trying to take their business to the next level. So that's one of the examples. We also have a lot of great resources for small business that while our large business can provide things like universities and professional development, there's so many different components that we provide as a chamber to help small businesses grow and really have the up on the competition too.
And additionally, for small business and startups, our chamber is leading the way to create a new business incubator and accelerator in partnership with our universities in Cobb and private business to make sure we're providing the space, the technology, and the in-kind resources for small business and startup companies. Those in-kind resources will be HR support, accounting support, legal support to get you going and give you the answers to questions you may have but not know who to go to find the answers, and all of that will be part of the package that we're working on now to really launch in the next couple of months to really identify with our small business what we've heard from them. We need a place like this to go, and somewhere easy, a turnkey place. And so our chamber is leading the effort to do that.
So that's something that's going to be starting in the next couple of months, and so I'm sure you'll be advertising and people
absolutely
will know a little bit more
absolutely
about that.
I would say, you know, by the third or fourth quarter of this year, we'll have a nice blueprint ready to market and let folks know. And again, it will be a regional place. We want the region to know that Cobb County is serious about small business. We're serious about providing the infrastructure so small businesses have a place to start, and hopefully they'll grow out of that incubator and accelerator and realize Cobb County is the place they want to be.
Yeah, so one of the things I think, and I as I sort of travel around the region with some of my clients, I would imagine you talked about the six cities, and how do you sort of strike that balance of working with cities in the other chambers so that we can be seen as a region, but Atlanta really is a, you know, local place kind of based citizenry that while they support all the things that happen in the bigger region, a lot of times it's really about what's happening, you know, in my location. So how do you kind of balance that, seeing the big picture so that we can be competitive to other cities such as Charlotte or Houston and yet still keep that local feel?
You know, I think For most often, by the time we get projects in an economic development effort, we are the singular location that is being looked at in Metro Atlanta, and so our only competition that we know of at that point is our other markets: Charlotte, Dallas, Nashville, and so we often only focus on those other markets. But there are times where we are competing against our neighbors, and it's often great to know that the one thing wonderful about Atlanta is there's a lot going on, and all the communities are very supportive of one another because they know that they will get their chance, and there's always an opportunity. We all have plenty of opportunity to go around, so it's nice when we have an announcement with the Braves. We had all of our neighbors sending us wonderful notes of congratulations, and so it was nice to see everybody respond positively as a region. So it's good, but definitely the citizens want that return on investment. If you're giving incentives or doing a nice competitive deal, our community wants the jobs and the new capital investment to grow the tax base, and we realize that, and so we work hard to make sure we have the most competitive place.
And one other way to make us the most competitive place that is not just benefiting Cobb, but our entire region and state of Georgia is our Cobb's Competitive Edge Initiative. And from that, there's 7 key focus areas and really over 200 different action items, but all of it ties back into making the Cobb product better and making our community even better and making sure that we are the most competitive place so that when we are competing with Dallas and Charlotte and other communities, we can make sure to step up our game. And it's an exciting thing we're doing. It's a 5-year initiative, and we're only on the first year. And what Brooks talked about earlier with the business incubator, entrepreneur accelerator, that's one of the many things that will come out of that.
Yeah, you kind of beat me to the punch. I was going to ask Brooks, since you're the executive director of Competitive Edge, tell us a little bit more about some of the benefits that as this continues to roll out that, you know, the community is going to be able to take advantage of.
Sure. Well, like Sharon said, it's a 5-year strategy, and EDGE stands for Economic Development for a Growing Economy. And what we've realized is we are approaching recruiting business as a business, and Cobb is our product. So we want to make sure we are able to market and sell a product to our end users, which are companies looking to move to Cobb and to or grow and expand a business. So we've got the seven areas of focus that will benefit citizens, businesses alike, and that is small business and entrepreneurship focus, recruiting and retaining business, marketing Cobb, because again, if you have a business, you have to be able to spend the money to market your product globally to get your message across, because Cobb certainly has a lot of wonderful assets that we need to be sure people know about. Recruiting and retaining talent, especially young talent in the creative class. How do we make Cobb a competitive place where people want to live, they want to stay after 5 o'clock? And that's a big, big piece of listening to our existing businesses to provide kind of a fresh new face for Cobb. And obviously, the pipeline of talent is what makes any industry successful. So that's a big part of what we're looking at.
So as you were saying that, you know, if I were to throw out to both of you, either can answer, tell me the sort of the top three misconceptions that someone might have about Cobb County as it relates to having a business and or sort of live, work, play. And then, you know, you were talking about you have to market Cobb. Everything is all, you know, it's all about positioning, right? Also, give me three things that are your key selling points for why I would want to live, work, and play in Cobb. So first start with, you know, what are the three biggest misconceptions you think people have about Cobb County?
I would say one of them is with young professionals, and that's one of the focus areas with Cobb's competitive edge is making sure it is the place to be for young professionals and that we're growing that next generation of workforce. But there really is, in fact, so many great opportunities for young professionals, whether in live, work, play environments for them. And Cobb's competitive edge, what we're doing through that initiative will bring even more for them and help us to enhance those efforts too.
Okay, so young professionals and the perception that they might have about what it is or what it isn't. What else is another misconception we can dispel?
You know, I think proximity. I think people think that Cobb County is, if you live in the city, that it's far out. Actually, our office is 8 miles from Midtown. Mm-hmm. We're the first exit outside of the city of Atlanta. We still have an Atlanta address. So we're very close in to a lot of things that are going on, and so I think people don't realize how close a lot of the Cobb assets are right to the Midtown downtown area of Atlanta. It's very, very close.
Okay.
May I chime in for a
Absolutely.
Second?
Absolutely. This is Krista. She's helping us produce today while
Hello.
Kevin's not here.
Hello. Everyone, I host Atlanta Film Talk here on Business Radio X. I work in the film industry, and everyone knows it's booming in Atlanta. Are you guys doing anything in Cobb County to sort of promote, whether it be location scouting or, you know, the more film that's there, it's going to bring in more money. So are you guys making any efforts towards that?
Absolutely. We have, in partnership with Cobb Travel and Tourism, Holly Bass is our CEO at Cobb Travel and Tourism, and they are our key point of contact for the Camera Ready designation. We're partners
Excellent.
With the state of Georgia, and we are a Camera Ready community. And The Walking Dead has been filmed there, Joyful Noise, Dumb and Dumber 2. All of those things in the last 2 years have been filmed right in Cobb and some other TV spots. So we're definitely used to having the mm-hmm. film industry present in Cobb, and we're excited about a lot of the things that are coming forward in partnership with the Travel and Tourism Office.
How is the community receiving that? Because some people are like, I don't want these people filming here. Like, I want to park on my street. Is it a positive response? I mean, it's you know, helping businesses, but how are homeowners and whatnot responding to
sure.
that?
Sure. We have had a very positive response because Georgia as a whole has you've seen it in television and film. Every time you turn on the TV, on, you know, at least once a week, if you're watching TV, you see mm-hmm. some sort of credit to the state of Georgia. And I think it gets our residents and other people in Atlanta and Georgia very excited to see that. And obviously, we talked about marketing. What better way to be able to plug your community than to say, oh, by the way, did you see
me in the background?
Right.
Great.
You can chime in.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, you know, your elevator speech, kind of going back to that. What's the benefit for me establishing my business or growing my business into Cobb County?
Sure. It's really all about helping you achieve more and taking your business to the next level through our many different programs and services that can specifically meet your needs. And I gave a few examples earlier, but some of the things we're known for, over 400 different networking events to help you connect specifically to clients, some great marketing resources to get your brand out there even more in a much bigger way. There's many resources for you to help you grow your business that I mentioned, like the SCORE resources and the Business University of different seminars. But then also, there's just a lot of resources for you to help save money on your bottom line that will bring back more money for you. And that's what we're all about, to truly help you achieve more.
Yeah, so I want to turn a little bit internal, because as you said, Cobb Chamber, it's a business, right? You have to market yourself, you have to position yourself, and you two are leaders in that organization. So, you know, as you think about your leadership, how have you grown in terms of ways that you've had to develop yourself so that you could meet the demands of what Cobb Chamber is trying to bring to its members? So, Brooks, I'll put you on the spot first.
Sure. I think our chamber, we've really had a whole new cast and crew come in the last 3 to 4 years, and it's been a lot of fun. And I think we've really adapted to listening to our members. What are they wanting? We've overhauled a lot of the programs and services we offer. We've made them better, stronger, but kept the bones of what made them great. And I think we've learned to be more flexible. And for economic development, the team in which I manage, we went from one person to six, and that is a testament to our membership and our community saying this is very, very important to us, and we need to make this a focus. So the chamber listened and created, you know, essentially a whole new department to meet the needs of the community and the members, and focus on workforce development, education, business recruitment, an existing business outreach program, and a lot of other programs and services that we provide just to existing businesses to make sure we're a resource. So Sharon can speak to some additional things, but that's very much focused on the area in which I manage.
I'm going to come back and get you on the hot seat for a second, but Sharon, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is such a great example, because in fact, we've actually doubled our programs, products, and services to our members, and it is, as Brooke said, in response to what they've needed, because their needs have grown so much significantly, and the healthcare summit was an example of the laws were changing, and members wanted to know how to best adapt with their businesses, and that's why we partner with so many on that. But we continue to expand what we offer so we can make sure to meet our ever-growing membership. And as a result, our membership has significantly increased, and we've seen a huge increase in our retention rate. A couple of years ago, in 2010, it was 67%, our member retention, which is pretty average for a chamber our size. But then now it's gotten up to closer to 85% member retention rate, and that's really because of listening to our members, making sure we're meeting those needs, making sure we're really, truly helping their business grow, and we've seen a great result, and it's been a lot of fun.
So as COO of an organization, you're experiencing, I would imagine, a lot of the same types of things that the businesses that you're helping are experiencing, because you're going through a lot of growth. So what have you learned about yourself, Sharon, as a leader of a growing organization? Tell me maybe a challenge that you've had and how you've sort of turned something around.
Yeah. So, well, with growth comes a lot of needs for evaluation. And I think what we've done, the challenges we've seen with growth, is making sure that we're always evaluating how to do things better, how to do things more efficiently so that we best serve our members, and how can we continue to improve and also continue to listen, not just do it one way because we've always done it that way for 30 years, but making sure that we're always adapting, being flexible, and changing with what our members need.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep coming back to the personal part. So what have you learned about yourself?
About myself, that flexibility is becoming even more important, too, of making sure to always change and always listen before I make a decision, make sure I understand what our staff needs, what our members need before I decide something. So it's been a great, great learning experience.
Yeah, okay, so Brooks, you know I'm shining the light here. You were talking about that you've really expanded your team. So as a leader, what's a challenge that you've had to wrestle with that is, again, akin to the types of things that your members are having to deal with?
we've been able with the growing team. Obviously, we go from just jobs and investment to complementing what makes the jobs and investment on our team. So I think learning how to be more flexible to manage your time, because you're growing from those two items I just mentioned with the jobs and investment to helping with workforce development and, you know, creating that pipeline of workers and existing businesses and making sure you get really down in the weeds to help them with fire codes and business license and permitting things and any little thing they have problems with, we want to be there to be that connector. So you have to learn how to prioritize, manage your time, and really be able to take one hat off for a moment and put another on, because our audiences are very different. You know, when you're recruiting companies, you're dealing with site consultants or project managers on behalf of the company. Then you take that hat off and you're dealing with small business owners who have different needs than they do, and then folks that work in academics. And so it's a very different group of audiences, and you have to be able to adapt and change the scope of what you're doing, but realize it actually all does come together at the end of the day.
So I want to talk to a big thing that's happening that you all are involved in, and the region is, I think, people have mixed emotions.
Sure.
Mixed emotions. And so you know where I'm going with this. It's
absolutely
about the Braves Stadium. So, you know, I confess I live close to that area. And, you know, there's a part of me that's saying, ooh, excitement. And then there's a part of me that's saying traffic whatever.
Traffic.
Yeah. What's going to happen? So tell us a little bit about the Chamber's role in how that deal came to be, and then from there we're kind of talk about what we think the implications are and kind of how we see it rolling out. So I would bet you were involved in that, Brooks.
Sure. So this is how we work every economic development project, which is why we've been able to be so successful. We are the single point of contact for economic development in Cobb County, and we take that communication when we hear from a client and pass it on to the appropriate city partner, county partner, and then we work together to get deals done. So when the Braves approached our county chairman, he and I worked hand in hand to make this happen, and we did so rather efficiently and quickly. And you know, I think we worked on it for about 5 months, and which is a rather quick process for a project of that size. But our end goal is for other companies to say, hey, Cobb can keep things confidential.
Well, we know that.
And they can do things efficiently and you know, with speed if the business climate is urgent. You know, if that company needs to make a decision and make it fast, we certainly can accommodate. So it's it was a fun project, but our chamber and our members who invest in us were the reason we were able to get this done, because we were our chamber was a big part of making this happen.
So I have to, even before we get into the hopes and dreams of what this might do for that area in Cobb and the surrounding area, I do have to ask, when you got the call and you know, you heard that there was this interest, sort of what was your first thought?
A practice field? It's exciting, and you know, for me, it's one of those things in a career you don't get the opportunity to have something like this to work on, and it was so much fun, a lot of work, but a lot of fun, and I think when we first got the call, we were very cautious. You know, we wanted to be sure this was real. And
was this April Fool's Day that they were calling?
So we really approached it with caution and. The chairman who we have is, you know, Cobb could not be any more proud of a leader like Tim Lee and our county commissioners, who really stepped up to the plate. I mean, it was a tough decision and took a lot of courageous leadership for them to step outside of the box. I mean, this is something you don't see every day and have to be very creative. And so I think everybody approached it initially very carefully and made sure we were approaching it, because if it didn't work for us, we did not want to, you know, get super involved. So we made sure it worked for us and that this was legitimate before we move forward.
So Sharon, talk to us a little bit about kind of the vision that this creates for that area and the opportunity for Cobb County. So certainly we've got the games, and we have now a team there. But talk to us a little bit beyond that in terms of what you envision it's going to do for the surrounding area.
Absolutely. It's so exciting. As a result, it's created such a buzz with many in Cobb County and surrounding, whether you're close by, and because knowing that the growth is just going to expand tremendously. And what we're envisioning is creating a much more walkable area, especially around that Cumberland area, but it'll expand beyond that and affect and really help so many businesses around there, not just on game day, because the Atlanta Braves, their vision for that is that it's a 365 facility with their $400 million entertainment district investment. And so that's going to help every business around there just to continue to grow and thrive. And it'll be a lot of fun. And great for the young professionals, too, like I mentioned, but really people of all ages.
Yeah, I saw in the Atlanta Business Chronicle before I came to the studio today, there's an article about the entertainment mm-hmm. complex and some things that are going. So, you know, put a little bit more of a fine point on that for me, Brooks, in terms of beyond the stadium, what is really that vision for, what it's going to bring?
Well, like Sharon mentioned, that the mixed use is going to bring, more higher end restaurants to the area.
I'm for that.
We're right across the street, so it's a good place for lunch for us. Higher end restaurants, shops, hotels. Cobb also, we could use more Class A office space. So plugging all of that into this great mixed use development with a ton of green space. If you haven't seen the site, there's a lot of trees, and they're going to create this stadium to play off the terrain of the area. So it'll be very, very unique, lots of green. So all of those things that are happening there are meeting the needs, like I mentioned, of our existing businesses, saying we want a place where our employees can go after work and have a drink or have a bite to eat at lunch or shop over lunch, or, they can have all their clients stay in a first-class hotel right there next to the stadium. And the stadium is going to provide us, all of our businesses, a great business development opportunity to have their clients and customers close by so they can walk to the game or showcase their community in which they sit at games and different events throughout the year. Because certainly 365, there could be concerts and other types of opportunities there that will really benefit the area.
Yeah, so I'm kind of going back to a theme that I had earlier. So what do you think for the person that this is not the most exciting idea that they have, what do you think they're sort of the biggest misconception that people that are concerned about it might have, so that you can kind of help us understand, help people move along that path so that everybody can be excited about it?
Well, my first... Obviously, you mentioned the traffic, and I think a lot of people forget that most of the folks who have the ticket-buying fan base live north of the perimeter. So naturally, today those folks are driving into a commuting pattern which they never drive into on top. In the afternoon, a lot of folks coming to the game now, it's actually a reverse. They're coming south. Where most people are going north out of the city. So I think that'll be one just naturally organic, positive thing. But there's a lot of projects going on. The state is starting this fall on the dual reversible, the managed lane project right there by the stadium. Windy Hill's getting upgrades. 41's getting upgrades. So there's a lot of projects that were already on the books that are starting this fall, which will be delivered in 3 years, which will help tremendously with traffic. And the county and the hotels and other folks in the area of creating a circulator that will take people, if you're at the stadium now, you have to drive there. But if you're in a hotel or a business or anywhere within that Cumberland CID, you can hop on a circulator and it'll take you from the restaurants to the hotels to the stadium, and you don't have to get in a car if you're in that district. And so that'll obviously be another organic change that lends itself to this new site.
And you have to also remember, most of the games are not on weeknights. There's actually probably how many games? 30?
Most of the games are during the summer when traffic is obviously significantly less, when school is out. Correct. And then a couple of those are on weekends, and then you have the Wednesday day games. So I think it rounds up to 50 games a year out of 88 home games that you're going to have something in the afternoons during the week. So if you think 50 out of 365, it doesn't look that bad. And two, I think a lot of people, a misconception people have is with taxes. No resident in Cobb County is paying any more, you know, property taxes, which is a significant thing for anyone. Our business community in that Cumberland CID is supporting this effort. So the people benefiting are paying to help have this done, and they'll reap the benefits of that.
So what's keeping you up at night about this project? I would imagine, just kind of as we led into this discussion, you talked about you all are experiencing a lot of growth. You all have a lot going on even without this, although there's synergies to what you're doing to this. So when you sort of add this project on, I'm kind of going back to the internal piece of things. First, how many people work at the Cobb Chamber?
41.
41. Mm-hmm. 41, near 41. So tell me a little bit about what keeps you up at night. What's the thing that each of you in your respective roles are making sure that you keep really attuned on your radar?
Just making sure that we are continuing to address our members' needs. Their needs are growing and continuing to grow, and we want to make sure that we're meeting those and reaching those. And there's so many, as you can imagine, with 2,600 business members representing all different sizes and a diverse range of different industries. Their needs are very different. Each person looks very different. So making sure that we're meeting all of their needs.
What's keeping you up, Brooke?
I think for me, learning how to get our members plugged into all the new opportunities that are going on with this Braves development. Everybody wants to be a part, and not just with their business, but how can they help? How can they, be a part of this wonderful thing? This excuse the pun, game changing opportunity for our community. Everyone wants to be a part, and our community is so excited. We've seen more excitement than I think I would have ever imagined. So, I have to keep thinking, how do we make sure that all of our members can have the opportunity at least to be in front of this project and hopefully make some money and grow their business by doing that. So I think that's something that we're very keen on listening.
And opening day in 2017, I think people will really get it. Especially after seeing all the new development around it, it's going to be so exciting.
It's interesting you say opening day, because we just started the baseball season, and I'm on Facebook, and I have a friend from college, Danielle, who is an amazing Braves fan. So before we sort of leave the topic of the Braves Stadium, from the experience once people are inside, do you see it being much different from the experience they have at the current stadium? Is there any one or two thing that you might highlight for the Braves fan that is diehard and is going to be coming to your stadium?
I think when I talked about where the new site will be, I think you'll be able to incorporate and experience a lot more outdoor space within the stadium, which will be something very different and very, very cool. And a lot of the trees and the green space and the rolling terrain of where the stadium will be very different. But also it'll be smaller, so it'll be a lot more intimate. Mm. We're going to about 41,500 seats at the new stadium.
And versus what is it?
50.
Okay.
And so you're in a little bit of a smaller environment, but I also think all of the natural things that are happening around it, people are going to get there, their experience will actually be better because you have a reason to come and get together with your friends and family before a game and hang out as late as you want to after a game. And you don't have to to feel the rush of getting there at one time or leaving early. You can hang around if you want to, and which will also help the traffic. So
okay, so I'm gonna have to stay close to Danielle and see once this happens what her
yeah
her
you'll
thoughts
have to let
are.
Me know her
right
opinions.
Exactly. We'll have to bring you back. Well, another topic that comes to mind in terms of things that are going on is the legislative session just ended, and you do policy work. I think I heard that in kind of your beginning. We talked a lot about member services and things around economic development. So before we begin to wind down, talk to me a little bit about any active policy work that you did in this year's session and how it might affect members.
Sure. So pro-business advocacy, as Brooks mentioned, we first got started. That's one of our three key focus areas, because with having 85% of our members being small business, they aren't able to have a full-time lobbyist at the Capitol every day it's in session. The legislators in session. So we actually have three lobbyists who are at the Capitol, and one that is there feels like 24/7 during the legislative session. And so basically any bill that impacts business, we make sure to either watch it or take a stand on it and make sure that we are lobbying for the best interests of our members, because small businesses are able to send a lobbyist every time there's things going on. But there were several great things that came out of this session that we were able to lobby for, and one HOPE grant for students and technical schools, the Mobile Build Act, and all of those things will go back. And
Mobile Build, tell our listeners what that is if they are not familiar.
So basically with the Mobile Build Act, that is something that was in the session last year, and it went through quite a few revisions over time, and it was something that after going through a lot of different committees and different revisions, it's now come to a point where it was able to pass and really able to help our communities, and it helps with the mobility, so that you're able to have much better cell service where you go. That helps where as we're recruiting projects to Cobb, we want to make sure that your cell service is working wherever you go. So it's little things like that that have such an impact on our businesses, and that's why we'll fight for those. For those things, the HOPE grant for technical college students, we've got a great partnership with Chattahoochee Technical College for workforce development, and knowing that everything that we do to help technical college students impacts workforce and helping them to be able to get jobs and helping them to get plugged in, and we had such a great opportunity to be part of that.
Great. So talk to us a little bit about some upcoming events so that people that have listened to our conversation today and want to, they're intrigued and want to know a little bit more and see how your services might be able to help. Tell us about some upcoming events that I or other listeners might be interested in.
So one big one, we actually have over 400 a year, but one of our biggest signature events is our Business to Business Expo on May 8th.
And that's just coming up.
Yes, yeah. Yes, right around the corner. The Cobb Galleria Center is from 3 to 7:30. We'll have over 150 different members that are exhibiting, that you can get to know so many different folks. But we expect over 1,600 business professionals to attend. And it's just a great chance to network, to get to know potential vendors, to get to know potential clients. And it's free to attend. So it's the place to be. And I highly recommend to come out and join us on May 8th, Cobb Galleria Center.
Yeah, so before you tell us about any other events, are all the vending, the vendor booths full? If I'm a business and I want to exhibit, is that still possible?
There is just a few left.
Okay.
So there's only just about a week or so to sign up.
Okay.
So
how would people do that?
You just go to our website, cobchamber.org, and you can sign up there.
Okay, great. And if I wanted to come as somebody that's just participating in the expo to see what's happening, how do I get a ticket or get entree into the event?
You just put it on your calendar and show up. So it's free to attend.
Okay,
and,
great.
And you can enjoy. So May 8th at 3 o'clock at Cobb Galleria. We'd love to have everyone out there.
Okay. And so any other events that you want to highlight?
We've got on May 19th, it's free to any existing business in Cobb or someone who would like to move to Cobb. We'll have you, our existing industry symposium. It's at InfoMart in Cobb. It's presented by Georgia Power, and it's a resource workshop. Great keynote speakers and panel. The panel discussion will include transportation issues and the projects coming up. How do those affect my business in Cobb County? And also resources from workforce development and incentives from state and local governments to help aid our existing businesses. And some keynote speakers from entrepreneurs in Cobb County who have made their businesses grow over time by staying in Cobb County. So that's May 19th, 7:30 a.m. At InfoMart. And it's free to attend. You just register online at cobbchamber.org. And also, just October the 7th is our redevelopment forum in Cobb, and it's redeveloping Cobb's future. And it's a focus on areas of Cobb County that need to be redeveloped. And we pitch all of these opportunities to potential developers to show them the resources, the incentives, and what they can do to plug in and create redevelopment in our communities. And we've got a lot of areas in Cobb that we focus on, specifically Franklin Road and Marietta and South Cobb, Six Flags area. We want to make sure people know about all the opportunities there.
And we have a monthly, one of our signature monthly events is our first Monday breakfast. And typically on the first Monday, unless there's a holiday associated with the first Monday. But our next one, May 5th, at Cobb Galleria Center, we'll feature speakers Shan Cooper, who is the general manager of Lockheed and Martin. Yes, and Joe Kirby with the Marietta Daily Journal. They're going to talk about the history of Lockheed and the future of Lockheed as well. So that will be a phenomenal event to come to. And then the next month of that is our June Small Business of the Year, where we recognize our deserving small businesses. They go through quite a process to be nominated and selected to be a top 25 Small Business of the Year, but that's June 2nd as well.
Yeah, so it sounds like these provide sort of best practice ideas for people that come and attend, and it really can help them figure out how to make some of those best practices work within their business. So it's sounds like sort of networking. It's also awareness about what's happening at Cobb, but then it's some real ideas and skills that I can take home and bring right back into my business, perhaps the day after I to do that. So a lot of tips for people that will be able to attend.
Absolutely.
So if I am now wanting to be that member of the Cobb Chamber, you mentioned your website, but let's give an opportunity again so that anybody that wants to learn more about membership can go to your website.
Sure. On our website, there's either a Join Now button or a button to get more information if you want to sit down with someone to talk about our many benefits and let us customize it for you. We're so happy to do that. And once someone joins, we take them to a new member luncheon to help customize the benefits and navigate to pick what's best for their business to help them grow. Because we mentioned over 400 events and 200 products.
A lot.
You can't do everything.
Right.
And so we help them pick the best things that meet their needs for both them and their employees.
And you mentioned that you're not too far from where the Braves stadium is going to be. Tell us where your office is located, so if someone wants to actually come to the site and talk to somebody a little bit about more, then tell me a little bit of how we actually get to your physical location.
We're at 240 Interstate North Parkway in Atlanta, and that is on the corner of Interstate North Parkway and Windy Ridge, right next to the Marriott there. And you can take the Windy Hill exit off 75 or the Cumberland Boulevard exit off 75. But again, that's 240 Interstate North Parkway.
Yeah. So I would be remiss if I didn't ask. One other thing that I saw in my little bit of research that I've done is what's available for the young professionals. So I understand you have a Cobb Young Professional, I guess, is that a network?
Yes, a group is a program, Cobb Young Professionals, and there's many programs included with that. There's actually quite a number of socials and programs throughout the year where they get to have leadership luncheons. We've got a mentoring program there. We actually just started the mentoring program last year. We pair our young professionals with great business leaders like Shan Cooper. I've mentioned her as a speaker. She's one of the mentors that guide our young professionals. And they've gotten so much from that program. We've got Next Generation Awards where we recognize our rising stars, but they really enjoy and benefit from both the professional development and the social aspect of it. And Children's Healthcare is our year-long sponsor of that. They just had a wonderful tour there at Eggleston where the Georgia Ballet came out and performed for all of the patients, and it was a phenomenal experience. So they get to participate in so many different things. They're involved in a lot of different community service aspects. But their next thing is coming up in May. They've got a huge social coming in May at the Galleria Gardens, and it will be outside and right actually close to the Braves site. And that should be one that will be a phenomenal night for people to come out in their office. And that is on May 22nd.
Okay, so you've got a lot going on in May, as it probably is for every month, and so I'm sure that we could continue to talk about all the different things that that you do. But anything that you would like to leave our listeners with, I think the thing that I walk away from my conversation with you is lots going on, and maybe a lot of things that maybe I had misconceptions about what it's all about to be doing business in Cobb County. So, Brooks, sort of what's some leaving points that you want our listeners to make sure that they take away from our conversation this morning?
I think for the majority of your listeners, for them to know that Cobb is open for business, large and small. We've got a lot of small businesses, a lot of large businesses. If anybody has heard of Elf on a Shelf, it was created right at home in Cobb County. It's a Cobb family business that has just grown.
I do Elf on a Shelf, and I don't even have kids.
Well, you know, and those, that's a product of a family and graduates of McEachern High School in Cobb County. So we've got the infrastructure to grow a small business, but we're also a great place and competitive for large business. The Weather Channel, Racetrack, Home Depot, Genuine Parts, Lockheed Martin, obviously. So a lot of that, and we're great for a tourist destination. You know, it's the Atlanta Ballet, the Atlanta Opera, soon to be the Atlanta Braves, and Six Flags Over Georgia, Whitewater, all in Cobb County. So there's a lot of wonderful things that are happening in Cobb, and we want people to come take advantage of that.
So I'm going to have to hit you all up. I have thought about, I want to have Elf on the Shelf next Christmas season before it starts, because I'd love to hear her story, and I'm sure our listeners would. Sharon, any final thoughts that you want to give before we... I ask my final question to both of you.
Yes, I couldn't agree more with Brooks. We are here for businesses of all size to help them thrive and achieve more. But we mentioned a lot of different programs, a lot of different events. Our website has everything on it. It's very easy to navigate and get to. So cobbchamber.org has all of the information, and we're here to help. We're here to serve this community and just feel very privileged to do that.
All right, so we've been intermixing, and I've come to you a couple times on the personal note. So this is the question that I leave each in the show with all of my listeners. So, Sharon, I'm going to go to you first. Think back to your 20-year-old self, that 20-year-old self. And if you could tell your 20-year-old self something based on what you know today that you didn't know then, what would you tell your 20-year-old self this morning, Sharon? Brooks, you get a little bit of a reprieve. You get a chance to sort of think that through.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
No pressure.
Let's see. You know, I think that, goodness, I've learned so much since then. There's so many different things. You know, I think of all of the different things that we do and have the opportunity of. I was so blessed to get started in the chamber business through even before I started my career with internships. So I got to see an early preview of all that we do. And I think what I would have told myself, because we do so many things, we want to jump in and continue doing that. So I think not trying to do too many things too quickly would be what I tell myself, of making sure that you pace yourself for growth. And because I have that personality that wants to make sure it gets done. Not trying to do things too quickly would be good.
All right, Brooks. You've had enough time to come up with something really amazing.
You know, when Sharon mentioned internships and having that opportunity, that's how I got started as well at the Rome Chamber. I worked for a year and a half for free. And
so is that what you do, your 20-year-old
son? Well, and I remember sitting there thinking, this is, you know, I don't want to do this. And then telling myself it will pay off. It pays off. And sacrificing and putting yourself out there and having to, you know, to pinch and save a little bit to get the experience that you need is worth every penny. So I think that is something I would reassure my 20-year-old self that I was doing the right thing and that sacrifice, you know, pays off in the long run.
Well, clearly your 20-year-old self was on the right path for both of you. You can see the passion that you have for helping Cobb County and being in the chamber. You know, I'd like to have you back sometime later in the year, and as we continue to move on that journey with Competitive Edge, absolutely, as well as the Brave Stadium, continue to get an update on how it's influencing the area around it. So, another edition of Growth Matters. I've learned a lot. I hope our listeners have as well. Join us again here next Friday at 10, where we talk about all things growth. So let's talk about it, because
growth matters.